Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to a powerful encounter with the Word of God, brought to you by Eastwood Annabelle.
This morning, I'm going to be speaking on favor, the door of gifts. In the morning, at the set time assembly, I did what I called, look out a man, discreet and wise. And I said that in this season, people are looking for someone who has your gift. There was a time when your gift was not needed, but today your gift is needed. And I prayed three prayers for them this morning. Number one, that people will recognize your gift, and you too, you will recognize your gift. And then number two, that your gift or your charisma will produce results. And then number three, that your gift will be rewarded. Because there are times you use your gift, but people forget to reward you, and people don't also reward you adequately for your gift. So we are believing God that it will be a time when you will be rewarded. Okay. The Lord bless you mightily in the name of Jesus Christ. So this morning I'm looking at favor, the door of gifts. Favor, the door of gifts. Prayer as the catalyst of gifts. That if you are not prayerful, no matter how gifted you are, the gift is not going to work efficiently. Prayer is the catalyst for every gift. It's the thing that precipitates the result of a gift and the way a gift will function. So if you are very gifted but you are not prayerful, the gift is not going to work well. We are looking at favor as the door of gifts. Any gift that a human being has needs a door to either get out and impact on people, or to come in and impact on people. It means that a gift or charisma is of no avail without favor. You must have favor with God and you have to get favor with man. When you have favor with God and you have favor with man, then you get opportunities for your gift to manifest itself. David was a skillful player of the harp. The man was skillful at playing on the harp, but he didn't have opportunities, he didn't have favor, until he found favor with Saul. The Bible said, favor opened the door for him to come before Saul and began to use his gift. 1 Samuel chapter 16 and the verse number 17 to 23. Saul said unto his servants, provide me now a man that can play well and bring him to me. Bring me somebody who can play well. Give me someone who can play well. The man had been a good player, but he didn't have favor. He didn't have opportunity. He didn't have that chance to stand before the king. And the king said, bring me a man that can play well. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse and said, send me David, your son, which is with the sheep. So the man is very skillful, but he is with the sheep. Sometimes you can be gifted, but you will still be banished, and you will be in the background, and your gift is not benefiting anybody. David came and stood before him, and the Bible said he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. He became his armor bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, "Let David, I pray you, stand before me, because he has found favor in my sight." And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took a harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. Now the Bible said in the verse number 22 that he found favor in the sight of Saul. That word favor is a word that means acts which display one's fondness and one's compassion for another. One's fondness and one's compassion for another. Now I know sometimes you hear people talk about 22 steps to success, 21 steps to breakthrough, 7 steps to increase. And I look at all the things and I'm like, you know what? Sometimes you are giving the steps, but the truth is that you just got some favor. Without that favor, you'll be nowhere. You can be very gifted, very anointed. Without favor, you won't get anything in life. And every one of us, you will have to come to the place where you are humble enough to know that wherever you are is the favor of God and the favor that people give to you. Without that favor, you are nobody. So, David found favor in the sight of King Saul and stood before him and played. Another person that experienced a lot of favor was a woman called Esther. The Bible said many women were going before the king, and then they stood before the king's men. But the Bible said now it was the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who was taking her for his daughter. And she came unto the king, and she required nothing but that which Haggai, the king's chamberlain, gave unto her. And the Bible said, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all that looked upon her. So Esther was taken unto the king Ahasuerus into the house royal in the 10th month, which is the month of Tebeth, and in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she found grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen in the stead of Vashti. So Esther found favor. Ladies and gentlemen, favor is the thing that will let you marry, not your beauty. Because we've seen very beautiful women who have no husband. Handsome men who cannot find wife. We've seen very intelligent people who have no jobs. People that are very creative, but they have no job. But when favor locates you, and this morning I just came to pray that you will obtain some favor. I just came to pray. I pray you will obtain some favor. I pray that you obtain some favor. Is when you have favor, you have favor. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? Some of you forget too quickly. I'm praying that just the same way I had favor with God, and God put me in the heart of this great man of God, and he helped me. May the same grace that made my spiritual father locate me, may that same favor rest upon you. Ladies and gentlemen, without favor, no matter how gifted you are, you will die with your gift in the wilderness, and nobody will locate you. I am not ashamed to name the people who helped me one by one by one by one. I am not ashamed to name them. I'm not ashamed to name them. Ladies and gentlemen, if you remember that favor from somebody made you who you are. You will last long. You will last long. I pray that God will give you favor. May Jehovah give you favor. The Bible said in Job chapter 10 and the verse number 12, thou hast granted me life and favor. May God grant you life and favor. If God gives you life but does not give you favor, you'll be miserable. May God give you life and give you favor. And he said, and thy visitation has preserved my spirit. May God visit you and preserve your spirit. Proverbs 11:27 says, he that diligently seeketh good procureth favor. Anybody that is diligently seeking good, you will procure favor. But he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him. There is no way I will seek good but not procure favor. Sometimes, therefore, if you want favor, just make sure your motives are right. Proverbs 13:15, and it said, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. Good understanding. When your understanding is good, you get favor. I came to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when you see men who are intoxicated with the favor of God, tell them to show you how to obtain favor. And one of the ways to obtain favor is when you sit in a meeting like this, then the favor of God will fall on you. So I pray in Jesus' name, may you receive favor. May you receive favor. May you obtain favor. If you can clap your hands and scream, favor. Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 1. A good name is rather to be chosen than riches, and loving favor than silver and gold. Your poverty is not the poverty of riches. Your poverty is the poverty of favor. Your poverty is the poverty of favor. Favor, loving favor, is rather to be chosen than silver and gold. When you have favor, you may not even need money. Because anything money can buy, favor can buy it and buy more. May you obtain favor. I said, may you obtain favor. When you look at the men we have in this church, some of the men we have in this church who are blessed by God, I mean it's favor. Say this after me, Lord Jesus, I receive favor. I receive favor today. In the name of Jesus, grant me favor. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I receive your favor for breakthrough, favor for impact. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let favor fall on my gifts. Let favor make a door for me. In the name of Jesus. And somebody shout an amen.
I believe you've been blessed by this message. For further information, please visit www.eastwoodanaba.com. God bless you richly.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 2676760 55 +233 2676760 55 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.